going to start the best 5 minutes of the day a little early. Some people might set their alarms to this, and they're just going to wake up to us already talking, Jason Kanz.
Sounds good to me. We're up and ready to go.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about, so let's pack it into the sandwich. How was Heather's birthday?
Very uneventful. So I think I had mentioned she completely forgot that it was her birthday.
Yeah.
But when we had talked about when to celebrate, she's like, let's just put it off. And so we're going to wait a while to actually go ahead and celebrate. So
okay.
I came home yesterday. She had been doing chores all day, so I didn't even really take time to celebrate.
Wow.
So,
well, I feel a little sad.
We'll get there. All right. I know. I agree.
Okay. Let's see. Next up, I know a form of counseling I think you're going to need to provide me and maybe some others, because when it comes to no mo May, I mean, before May even got here, and this is just May 2nd, see, my backyard grass grows faster than my front yard. It just works that way. And so, I mean, just kind of the way it's shaded, whatever. And I can already see, I mean, there was a part of me that saw some of the growth, and I was just like, get out the mower. And I'm like, it's not even May yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I have felt that myself. Looking at my front yard, typically grows faster this time of year. And looking and thinking, I wonder how I'm going to make it to May 31st.
Right.
So, under the judgmental gazes of my neighbors and whatnot. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
And again, it's kind of in the city of Eau Claire, in which we both live, they've got kind of an advisor. I mean, basically, the city backs that. It's not enforced. Yep. But they don't send somebody out to look, you know, eyebrow raised at you for, you know, while you're doing the lawn. That might come next, right? So
it could. I would doubt it, but who knows what the future may hold for them. Uh-huh.
So the next step before we get a lot in James to get to, James chapter 4. But there's certain sayings that you hear that you just, you go, I'm going to, you know, for instance, when I heard Lloyd Ogilvie's TV show was called Let God Love You, I'm like, I am taking that, and I still use it the rest of my life. Helen Steiner Rice, yesterday's gone, tomorrow's unborn, life's here and now, and eternity's in it. And there's another saying, and I was reminded as I heard it again last night from a preacher, just that, and it's this, and I think you're going to agree with it, that here we go. It's kind of three parts. God is like Jesus. You're with me so far?
Mm-hmm.
God has always been like Jesus. You're with me still?
Yep.
And third and finally, we haven't always known that God is like Jesus. Are you with me?
Yeah, I would agree with that, yeah.
Yeah. So I know it's just kind of a big deal, you know? So.
Yeah, you know, I think we have this tendency, even if not intentional, to create this big separation between Jesus as the loving one and God as the stern one.
Sure.
And, you know, and I think it's important for us to remember that we see God in Jesus fully embodied.
Yeah, that's a huge deal. So anyhow, the Father revealed in the Son. So praise the Lord for that. All right, James chapter 4 today. We got 5 verses. Ready, set, go.
Yeah. All right. What is causing the quarrels and fights among you? Don't they come from the evil desires at war within you? You want what you don't have, so you scheme and kill to get it. You are jealous of what others have, but you can't get it, so you fight and wage war to take it away from them. Yet you don't have what you want because you don't ask God for it. And even when you ask, you don't get it because your motives are all wrong. You want only what will give you pleasure. You adulterers, don't you realize that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God? I say it again, if you want to be a friend of the world, you make yourself an enemy of God. Do you think the scriptures have no meaning? They say that God is passionate, that the Spirit has placed within us should be faithful to him.
All right, I'm not going to read everything you wrote on that because it is maybe the longest paragraph I've seen in Letters to the Beloved so far.
Sure.
And this was in your early days, so here we go. I'll see how far we get. You tackle James 4, 1 through 5 this way. Beloved, why do you bicker? You fight with others because you are double-minded. Your passions are all mixed up. When you decide you want something, you do whatever it takes to get your way. You obsess about how easy others have it, so you make snide, underhanded comments. You get sarcastic. Do you want to know why you do not have what you want? I'll tell you. You don't ask. Rather than talking to me, you connive and manipulate to get your way. Is that how I created you? Remember, I told you at the beginning of this letter, your double-mindedness leads you to focus on lesser things than you think you need. Your primary need is me, not my gifts. Let's leave it there for today, but a final thought?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I think that it's so easy. Somebody had posted on my Facebook page today that love is not a zero-sum game. And, you know, and I think it's so easy for us to get into that mindset of if this other person gets, then I won't. And so we end up in a very self-centered place, and our words tend to reflect that and how we deal with others, rather than going to God and asking to the one who is always gracious.
Mm-hmm. Love, right? I mean, God is love. First John 4, not once, but twice. It's there. I mean, it's a big deal. Yep. I mean, we could go on and on. I read the article you posted on Facebook last night and said, basically, it's leading us to Amy Grant's song, What About the Love, I think appropriate this morning. Thanks, Jason.
Perfect.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Good talk. Get tomorrow.
Yep. Will you play God Will Make a Way by Don Mullen? I know someone who is in a bad predicament, and wants God to get him out of the situation he is in. I, too, am praying for him. Thank you. God bless.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way.
Well, it is prom season, and a high school junior in Portland, Oregon, made a very grand entrance to his prom by riding in a tank, Halvo.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know what theme to go with on this particular story. We're going to go with Law and Order, I guess. This high school junior in the Pacific Northwest making a grand entrance to his prom by riding in an M3A1 Stewart tank.
Sherman Bynum is his name. He'd been checking tanks on the internet as a hobby. Love this kid. And posed the idea of riding in a tank to the prom, not to his date, but to his buddy.
Yeah, his buddy Sam. They started a GoFundMe. Well, we've got him in his own voice to talk about it. So tell us about it, friend.
Five ways to completely...
Nope, that's not it.
I'd like to apologize.
All right, well, we had him. Let's try him again.
I made some phone calls to a group in Minnesota that rents battle tanks out for use, like for films and stuff. They were like $20,000. No way that's happening. And so we called a museum in Oregon. They didn't have anything, but they got us in contact with a guy. Talked to the guy, and within about 15 minutes, we had a deal worked out. The price tag was $1,000, and so we decided to turn to GoFundMe. By the end of the night, when that GoFundMe was posted, we had about $570. We'd reached the goal within the next 2 days.
He got a tank, and he didn't pay for it.
Evidently, $1,675 raised to go to the prom in this tank. And I'm seeing in another story from the New York Post that... you know, Mr. Bynum there, Sherman, he didn't skimp. He also hired Portland's Unipiper. That's someone who rides around on a unicycle playing the flaming bagpipes while wearing a Darth Vader mask. And he evidently went in front of them and gave them an even grander entrance by playing the Star Wars theme as their tank rolled into prom. Also, all legal codes were followed. And apparently, you can drive a tank through the streets there. I also found a note that he did eventually, with his buddy, pick up his date. Her name is Micah. And how did he prompose to her? He said, I would be very thankful if you would go to prom with me.
Wow.
She must have been quite a good sport. But he and his buddy, they've got full World War II regalia. I'm seeing in some pictures here. A grand entrance doesn't really even cover this. This is pretty amazing.
Isn't it every girl's dream to go to prom in a tank?
I think so.
Yeah. Wow. That's quite a story. You never know when doing morning radio what you're going to walk into. You think you've heard it all, and then there's always something else.
What a wonderful world.
Tuesday Trivia on WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show.
Once again, we've got a great prize for you. How about a digital download of the new film, Jesus Revolution? You can download it on whatever device you would choose. We'll send you a code so anybody all throughout the WIB listening area eligible to win this. If you were the first one to give us a call live on the air here at 715-723-2555 and answer our Tuesday Trivia query. And the question today is, only 15% of people in the U.S. say they have one of these at home. What is it? 15% of people in the United States say they have one of these at home. What are we talking about? 715-723-2555 for a chance to win a digital download of Jesus Revolution.
All right. 15% of people say they have one of these at home.
I do not.
All right. Yeah, I don't think we do either. 723-2555, 723-2555 for your chance to win this digital download for Jesus Revolution. From us here at WWIB. Hi, you're our first caller.
Hi, this is Christy from Ladysmith. I'm going to guess a standard telephone.
A standard telephone, like an on-the-wall or corded telephone, something like that?
Maybe? Good guess.
Not what we're looking for, but Christy, you go ahead and call us back. Try again. Good guess.
723-2555. Hi, what's your guess?
A sewing machine.
A sewing machine.
Good try. Guess.
Not a sewing machine. Again, so 85% of people in the U.S. don't have one of these in their home, but 15% do.
Good morning.
One of those new robotic vacuums.
Oh, like a Roomba or something like that.
That's
too.
A
those
good
are
guess.
Cool. Yeah, good guess. Not a Roomba or a robotic vacuum. 715-723-2555. Chance for a Jesus Revolution digital download on Tuesday Trivia this morning on the WIB Wake Up Show.
We go to the phones. WWIB, hi.
Good morning. How about a VCR?
How about a VCR? What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Eric Stojkovic from Rice Lake, Wisconsin.
Eric from Rice Lake, Wisconsin. You are absolutely correct. Yes, 15% of American households still have a VCR in their home. Do you, Eric from Rice Lake, have a VCR in your home?
I do have one, and it's on a shelf in a storage room.
That's fantastic. I wonder if it would still work. I was just thinking about that the other day at my parents' house. I saw some old VHS tapes and thought, I want to see if we could still get those to play, but I can't remember if they even have a VCR, and I know I don't, so.
That's the only reason I have it is in case we want to watch an old video from my childhood or something, or my wife's childhood, we can pull that thing out.
There you go. Well, Eric, hang on the line. We'll get an email address from you, and we'll send you a digital download code for Jesus Revolution. How about that?
Great. Thank you.
All right, good job. Thanks for playing along here on WWIB. Yvette Luna, she was here yesterday, WWIB. Caleb, I caught some of the footage on our WIB Facebook site. She was a good sport, huh?
She was indeed. So we played Texas versus Wisconsin. So Josh, JP from The Drive against Yvette Luna, and she's from Texas. He's from Wisconsin, of course, and so they had to answer trivia about each other's state, and we played pie face in between. So if you got a question incorrect or your opponent got a question correct, then you had to turn the crank. And, check out the Facebook Live video on the WWIB Radio Facebook page or in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. We shared it there as well to see who won that challenge between Yvette Luna and JP on The Drive. And there may be a rematch at OneFest when she comes to OneFest this July.
I was trying to find some Kentucky Derby music, but it's actually Ukulele Day. So
there you go.
All right. This is the way the program goes along. The Kentucky Derby's on Saturday. It's the first leg of the Triple Crown, and it's become a sign of spring, is that I put you to the test, Derby horse or not. And you're a good sport because this is impossible.
It's
right?
Really just a coin flip on
it
all
is.
Of these.
It is. Because you can name a horse anything.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's so many possibilities.
Right. So it is tough. And so we'll see how you fare. Here we go. All right. The first one, confidence game, Derby horse or not?
That sounds like a Derby horse to me. I'm going to say yes, it is.
And it is. You're right. You're one for one.
Got at least one right.
All right. The next one, pickle, Derby horse or not?
I believe that is not a Derby horse.
You're right. You're two for two.
All right.
All right.
Although I would root for a Pickles pickle.
All right, here we go. Two for two on Derby horse or not. Caleb Swenson, modern girl, Derby horse or not?
Here's the thing that I don't know about the Kentucky Derby. Do many fillies actually run in the
point.
Derby?
Good point. Very few. Very few do.
I'm going to say it's not.
And you're correct.
Okay.
It's not. You are three out of three. Perfection.
Wow.
Do you want to quit now or keep going for $1 million?
If there's $1 million on the line, sure.
I wish there was.
There's also whipped cream on this mic, I'm noticing.
I'm going to pay in Monopoly money, though. All right, here we go. Derby horse or not? Sun Thunder. Derby horse or not?
That's odd. But there's weird people out there. I say yes. I say it is a Derby horse.
And you're
horse.
Right. Four for four.
Yes.
Look at him fly. All right, the fifth one. Skinner. Is that a Derby horse or not? Skinner.
I don't like that name. No, it's not a derby horse.
It is.
Rats.
Yeah. 4 out of 5. 4 out of 5.
It's not
two more
fun.
To go.
It's just two syllables. You need something wacky.
It's kind of different. Skinner. Okay. I don't know where they come up with that one. Two more to go. All right, here we go. Bring home the bacon. Derby horse or not? Bring home the bacon.
No.
It's not. You're right. 5 out of 6.
All right.
All right. Here we go. The last one. Heading down the home stretch. Derby horse or not? Cyclone Mischief.
That really does sound like a derby horse. I'm going to say it is.
And it is. You're 6 out of 7.
Wow.
Wow. Good job.
That's fantastic. Now, here we go, because I'll just put you on the spot.
Yes.
I actually found this some more derby horse or not. So can we quiz you a little later? And yeah, I want to try these with you.
All right.
I want to return the favor.
Oh, thank you. Let it be real. Watermark Music, WWIB, 43 degrees. Good morning. Having some fun on the WIB Wake Up Show. All right, Caleb, I don't know if I can live up to what you did. 6 out of 7 on Derby Horse or not earlier in the hour, so.
Well, you've got 6 tries here, and again, as we mentioned before, it is kind of a coin flip with these. Is it a Derby Horse or not?
Uh-huh.
We all know about some of the strange, fun, odd names of horses in the Kentucky Derby. I will give Havel some names. He will tell me if they are a real Derby Horse or not. Starting with Cheeto Fingers. Is Cheeto Fingers a real Derby horse or not, Alvo? Cheeto Fingers.
It sounds like you're saying Cheeto Fingers, like Cheetos.
Cheeto Fingers.
Like Cheetos.
Like that Cheeto dust.
All right. I don't think that's a real horse.
You are absolutely correct. Cheeto Fingers is not a real horse, even though I wish it was. I would root for that horse.
All right.
All right. Alvo is 1 for 1. How about Practical Move? Practical Move. Is that a Derby horse or not?
It sure sounds like it could be. On the other hand, this is like Princess Bride, the mind games, right? Like, on the other hand, you go, but you want me to think that it's real. And so...
So I can clearly not choose.
Right, exactly. Inconceivable. I think that might be a real horse. Practical Move. It sure sounds real, but I think you're trying to fool me. I think not.
It is a Derby horse.
All right, 1 out of 2.
It is a Derby horse.
I outthought myself.
How about 2 Phils? Like... Phil Robertson or Phil Mickelson. 2 Phils.
No
Derby
way.
Horse or not?
No way.
Havel, that is a Derby horse.
Wow, 1 for 3. I wasn't going to do it.
I think you got the harder ones.
Yeah.
I think you did.
2 Phils?
2 Phils.
Wow.
Maybe that's the owners of the horse.
Okay.
2 guys named Phil. I don't know. All right, Derby horse or not? 3 left here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Uncle Rooster. Uncle Rooster, is that a real Derby horse? Or is it made up? Uncle
at
Rooster.
At this point, this is like a kid taking a multiple choice test. At this point, I'm tempted to go, just keep riding no all the way because I'm just going to kick myself. And you've just had 2 in a row that are Uncle Rooster.
Uncle Rooster.
I'm going to say no.
It is not a Derby horse. Right. You are correct.
2 out of 4.
All right. 2 out of 4. Spiffy Finish. Spiffy Finish. Is that a real Derby horse or not? The Kentucky Derby runs this Saturday.
The same mentality I was thinking earlier. It sounds like it could be. It's about finishing.
Spiffy Finish.
I'm going to say no.
You are correct. It is not a Derby horse.
3 out of 5.
3 out of 5. Well done. Final one. Derby horse or not, Rocket Can. Not Rocket Man. Rocket Can.
I'm going to say
Derby horse or not.
It is.
It is a Derby horse. You got 4 out of 6. Right. I feel like we did pretty well on this year.
We did, collectively. Thank you for starting us off the first leg of the relay in your 6 out of 7.
Just wait till next year.
2 Phils?
2 Phils. Watch it win.